It's time for Barbecue Nation with JT. So fire up your grill, light the charcoal, and get your smoker cooking. Now, from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in Portland, here's JT.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Envision Radio Networks. This July 4th weekend, I thought it would be nice to go back and listen to an interview I did with one of our friends of the show, Noah Glanville. Noah is the creator of the Pit Barrel Cookers, along with his wife, Amber. Noah was also a Navy corpsman who sometimes worked in special operations. So let's get down to my interview with Noah Glanville.
Noah's been across the pond over in that great kitty litter place, as I call it, up in Iraq. And I can say that because I've been around some of that area, although I've not been in Afghanistan. He served as a Navy corpsman and did several tours there, works as a private contractor. But more importantly, he and his wife, Amy, designed a number of prototypes for the Pit Barrel Cooker. And that's why Noah is here today. And it took them a while to get the ones that passed their inspection, but they finally did. I've got one. I love it. And we're going to be talking to Noah here in just a minute. And by the way, Noah is located up there in Prospect, Kentucky. That's my old stomping grounds up in LaGrange, just north of him there. This portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef just like Grandpa used to raise. You can check it out at PaintedHillsNaturalBeef.com. Okay, we got all that stuff done. Noah, welcome back to Barbecue Nation.
Well, thank you very much. Sure appreciate that, Jeff.
How have you been? You've been busy, I know.
We have been busy. Yeah, there's a lot going on. We had the National Hardware Show. We've been just traveling all over with different partnerships and new business and just continuing to grow the brand and continuing to innovate and bring some new products to market or in the process. Just as a clarification, I started out making every one of these here. In fact, it was in my neighbor's garage and didn't even have a garage at the time and started from scratch. And as we've grown, we still do our seasonings here. Those are blended and packaged here, but the product we now have made overseas, and we still, obviously everything's designed here, but some of the things are sourced. And I always want to be up front about those things.
Sure.
But one of the really neat things about that, Amber, my wife, and I, we decided that we wanted to make sure that if we went overseas, we wanted to make sure that we were able to give more back to the retailers and the people that believed in our product and believed in us from the beginning. And when we would call them and ask them to carry the product, said, we love you guys and we'd love to carry the product, and some of them did, but there's just not a lot of margin in it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we were able to do was, get a better margin in it for the mom and pop retailers and then the businesses, but also increase the quality. And that's something that, just because you go overseas, that doesn't necessarily mean that the product's not going to be as good. Now, you'll get what you pay for, and product can definitely be worse, or you can cheapen things up. But we're really proud that we were able to actually get a better coating on it, a better finish, just everything about the quality is better on it. And then also be put in a position where we can truly step up with volume and manufacturing and actually give more back to the organizations that we believe in and we're passionate about. So, as far as giving back to those organizations here in America, we've been able to do more. And then also with the increased business, the number of people needed to do packing out, kitting and warehousing and those kind of things, we've actually created more jobs in America. So, it's not always all bad, but we were able to, we said, if we can check every box and it be a positive, we'll do it. And we won't do it if we're not able to do those things. And so we're really excited about that. So that was something that we did, and it has gone really well. It takes a lot of work to stay on it and make sure everything's running smooth. We've got a great staff. We continue to grow and bring great people on. And, what else? I think that's those are some of the highlights. Kids are good. We cook out all the time still, and you know when we have time, and it's something that we still, it's a passion, and we still love to use our own product, and are always blown away by just how good some of the food is and seeing people's reaction.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, every time we're both of us are hard to get a hold of, and I that's a given. But every time I talk to you, even if it's not on the show, if we talk about other things, you know, you're always often in California, or you're back in Colorado, or you're over in China, or you're in Europe or someplace. So I get it. You know, it's a time of year, first of all, but also when you run your own company, there is no time of year. It's just constant. So it's keeps you hopping there.
Absolutely.
One thing you touched on, Noah, and we've got a couple minutes before we have to go to break. I didn't realize really until I started doing this radio show how little markup there is in the barbecue business. And I can't say that for every brand or every style, but I know that some of those grills that people go down to the big box stores and buy, and they've got a very famous name on the tag on the front of it, and I'm not talking about quality or anything else, but those retailers don't make too much money on selling gas grills and charcoal grills and stuff.
No, I mean, in many cases they don't. And you know, you look at, you know, steel prices have, you know, continue to go up where the grills are being made, the dollars weakened, and you know, so there's a lot of things that play into that, and it all, you know, eventually trickles down to the consumer, but it's really an amazing time with outdoor cooking and in this space, because you have a tremendous amount of competition, and people are getting smarter about how they buy and how they purchase and where they purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's about conveniency. So, you know, things are changing rapidly. And then also you have this big, what I would consider movement towards people that are really taking cooking back into their own hands, or for the first time really getting excited about it. And I think that's something that one of the things that I believe we brought to the table in the outdoor cooking space is just showing how truly easy it is. And that you don't have to be a pit master. You don't have to be a gourmet chef to have pit master gourmet chef results. And that's what you get with a pit barrel. So, you know, people that wouldn't otherwise try to tackle some of these things and cook a brisket or, you know, pork shoulder and have, you know, pulled pork and do some of those harder cooks or ribs. I mean, there's people that never cooked a day in their life, and they're the hero of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they look like the most unbelievable barbecue guy or gal. And that's really exciting for a lot of folks. I mean, who wouldn't like that? It's, you know, cooking food for people, entertaining, getting a group of people together and being able to cook something and everybody compliments you on it and talk about it and enjoying the time and the memories. That's about as good as it gets.
That is.
And so when you create something, $2.99 shipped to your door, and you can have that, and it's that easy and it's that revolutionary, it catches on quick. And so, you know, there's, Traeger's, you know, doing an unbelievable marketing push, and you know, we look at that and it's something that, you know, that's exciting, because we know we've got a great product, they've got a good product, and the more that, you know, people, if they're gonna penetrate into a market that's say untapped, and someone that's watching the TV, mm-hmm. And then they decide all of a sudden they want to get into cooking, well, it won't be long before they say, well, I want to be able to cook 12 racks of ribs. Well,
yeah.
I want to be able to do some different things, and you know, it actually helps us a lot, because our product's very, very, very easy. Nothing can break on it. There's nothing that's going to fail you, and it's just, you know, so there's a lot of you know, that kind of competition, of course, is welcomed. You know, and
right.
Any competition's welcomed as long as it's done lawfully
Sure.
And, of course, doesn't infringe on our product.
Sure. We got to take a break here on Barbecue Nation, and we're going to be back and talking more with Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers right after this. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Today we're talking with Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers. Wanted to say also that this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef just like Grandpa used to raise, and beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. Our shows are on SoundCloud. You can go just to type in the search bracket there, Barbecue Nation with JT. Facebook, the same thing, Barbecue Nation with JT. Also say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KSEY in Seymour, Texas, and KFLS in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Whew, now I got through all that stuff. Now we can get back to talking with Noah from Pit Barrel Cooker. You've had some challenges, like all businesses, Noah, getting up, getting going, starting. I won't say starting and stopping. I don't think you really ever did that, but you know, you're always tinkering with stuff and trying to get it right, and you want it right, just like we were talking about in the last segment. But one thing that we touched on in the last segment, and I thought you made a really good point, our outdoor cooking, our barbecue cooking does not have to be that complicated. I know there's some people out there that, you know, you got to do this for 6 hours, and you got to do this for 4 hours, and you got to do this, and then you got to throw salt over your left shoulder, spin three times under a full moon, or whatever. But it doesn't seem to me that it really needs to be that complicated for people. What are your thoughts?
I completely agree. And the Pit Barrel really demonstrates that every day to thousands of people. You know, whether you want to call it, you know, the biggest racket or what, but you know, the outdoor cooking industry, you know, you look at some of the bigger brands out there and all the accessories and all the things that you need and the price that they're charging the consumer, and you know, it can be a whole lot easier and a lot easier on your checkbook and put the money back into buying food to put in the cooker.
Sure.
And, you know, all that being said, you know, to many people, you know, if something's working, it's just like a restaurant. I mean, I think everyone is guilty of wanting to go back to the same restaurant over and over because they get a certain dish there that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
until maybe you get tired of it or you want to go try something new. So, you know, with seasonings, you know, us including a pack of Revan in every cooker, it's unbelievable what that does. And, you know, if we just sent the cooker out the door, people would use whatever rub their grandma used or you know, whatever their friend turned them on to. And that's what they use, you know, over and over and over again. And not as many people as you would think try all different kinds of different rubs. A lot of people do, but the majority, you know, the seasoning you like on your steak, and that's what you're used to, and that's what you use. So to introduce rubs like what we have and they are absolutely amazing. I mean, people, you know, claim that they're the best rubs they've ever tasted in both of them. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can skin the cat, and if it's fun and you're having fun doing it and it's a hobby or you enjoy it, well, and you can afford it, then it may not matter how much the cooker is and the accessories. But
right.
If you want something that flat out will blow everybody's hair back and just be flat blown away by the results, again, for $2.99 shipped to your door or going down to a local retailer and picking it up. And we try to be very reasonable in price and not have it be something that only the well-to-do folks can afford. This is something that darn near just about everybody can afford, this cooker.
And, oh, sure.
And, you know, and the same thing with the accessories. I mean, our model is quality, really taking care of the customer. And, and not gouging the customer either on the accessories, just really being fair. And I think our brand really shows that.
Well, I think a lot of some of the manufacturers, they kind of do the car dealer thing. Like, okay, here's the basic unit and that's X dollars. But if you want the next one up and it's got, you know, two fans and comes with a pop bottle opener, that's this much money. And then it just kind of keeps working up from there. But, you know, from a manufacturer standpoint, once you have the basic unit built, it's not that much more to put in. Let's talk about gas grills for a second. You know, a searing station or the wiring for landing lights, as I call them, you know, like that. So once in a while, we kind of see that in the barbecue business where, yeah, they're slick and fancy products, but it really didn't cost somebody an extra $400 to put that bottle opener and those lights in that unit. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think, and I've been doing this, you know, on TV or whatever long enough, but also doing the show long enough that there are things. I mean, if you've got the high-end ability for quality, that's terrific. But sometimes I think you like, I'll go back to the car analogy, you know, sometimes a good Ford Crown Victoria, and I'm talking about days of old now, it may be just as good as a Lexus. You're just not sure, but they could have been, you know? So
yeah.
I think,
no, I completely agree with you. And, you know, people have asked about different colors and different things. And, you know, I love Ford's motto. You can have any color as long as it's black.
Yeah.
This is something that, you know, we sell our product to people that are literally billionaires, to people that, you know, they've had to save,
right,
you know, months,
right,
to purchase a pit barrel. But what's awesome about that is they're all having the same experience. And so that really tells you something about where this product can go, because there's folks that have, you know, $20,000-$30,000 cooker, you know, barbecues,
mm-hmm,
and islands, and, you know, plus. And so, you know, it's not that they can't afford it. It's that they want it because it does that good of a job.
Right.
And you know, something else that's interesting about it is, you know, a lot of people will probably think that $299 for a cooker, it's too cheap. It can't possibly be that good. And so just by the price tag, they would look past it. And because they think that in order to get into, you know, a cooker that's going to produce the kind of results that they may think that they're looking for, you need to be in the thousands of dollars range. And
right,
that's going to impress the neighbors. That's going to impress different people. And of course, that's what's going to be what you need to really crank out some amazing barbecue. And the paper obviously proves that couldn't be further from the truth.
That's true. But, no, wait a second. Hold that thought. We got to take a break. And we're going to pick up this conversation with Noah Glanville right after this. Don't go away. It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033. That's Barclays, buysellpawn.com.
Glad to have you back here on The Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation on the Envision Radio Networks. If you see a veteran this weekend, how about a tip of the cap or a thank you or a shake his hand? Now let's get back to my interview with Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers.
Over the years, you've heard me talk a lot about my friend Mark down at Barclays in Woodburn. That's where I live, actually. We're starting to do a little special of the week for Mark. And for those of you who think you want to be Quigley out there, we've got just the ticket. It's a 4570 high wall. It was made by Uberti, so it was made over in Italy, but it was imported by Cimarron Firearms down in Texas. But it's got a great finish. It's actually never been fired. I checked it out. It's never been fired. So if you are a collector or if you think you want to be the next Matthew Quigley out there in the outback in Australia, and I've been there, and I think it would probably take more than a 4570 to survive out there, give them a call down at Barclays, 503-982-2033, or check them out online at Barclays in Woodburn. There you go. Now we can get back to Noah and what we were talking about before. I just thought it was kind of funny that I equated that with Quigley because, like you, you know, you've been out in the brush and all kinds of different climates and places in the world, and I think it would take more than a 4570 to survive out in the outback in Australia. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they probably don't do much barbecuing there. There's not much to eat out there.
Yeah, well, they're I've been to Australia, and I was really impressed actually with the food. In fact, one of the best steak dinners I've ever had and bottles of wine was in Sydney. But they have amazing beef over there and their selection, and had a kingfish that they sliced up really, really good. And mm-hmm. Their culinary is definitely next level stuff. And I'd highly recommend, you know, checking that box for people to go experience that. It's a really pretty place. Sydney's a magical place. That's just a really neat thing to experience.
It is. I've been there. I've been to Australia 3 times, and I thought it was. I like Sydney. I like Brisbane. I like Melbourne. I even like that little town of Gympie where we went out and got some guy some hay for his horses. And that was an interesting trip. Kind of, you see the kangaroos and wallabies jumping across the road like we do deer out here. You know, it was real interesting. And they do have great food. Just out, when you get too far out in the outback, it's mostly mutton, I think. So, and I'm not a big fan of that. So we were talking about, last segment, Noah, about, you know, the availability of these cookers. And people might pass on them because they're only $300, basically. I think that's a big error on people's parts. And the other thing, if you want to redeem yourself, not you, Noah, but if people want to redeem themselves for eating their dad's poor barbecue when they were a kid, it was either raw or jumping off the grill, I would recommend the Pit Barrel because my dad was a horrible guy with a barbecue. If he burnt the feathers off a chicken, he considered it done and put some sauce on it. You know what I mean? So, I think your Pit Barrel cooker is one that people can get started with, and, they really don't have to move up because you offer with all the different options and stuff, they can do everything with that grill.
Absolutely. You really can. And you know, something else about just the availability and accessibility to getting into this is it's just so easy and to do. And all of our videos we try to make very simple and make it achievable for anyone to look at it. And you know, you watch some YouTube videos and you know, say Gordon Ramsay as an example, you know, if you wanted to cook pork belly and you Google pork belly, Gordon Ramsay. I mean, you know, one, he's an absolutely amazing, gifted, and fun to watch gourmet chef.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know, the first little bit of the video, you know, you're interested, you're mentally, you're still there, and you think that you might be able to execute that, and then all of a sudden, about halfway in, you've completely checked out, but now you're going to watch the rest of the video because it's like a work of art, and it's fun to watch, and it's going to cost a, you know, mortgage payment just to get half of the you know, equipment that he has in his kitchen available to even use, and he's just a lot of fun to watch and see this whole thing come together. But our videos, we make it to where if you've never cooked a day in your life, you could watch one of our videos and say, I can do that. That is easy. I can handle that. And that's really what we're trying to achieve there. And also with price point around the holidays, you know, this cooker is so much fun to give to people as gifts. I mean, we've had different promotions at different companies at the bottom for incentives and giveaways and things like that. And the feedback that we've received from companies, it has been astounding. They've always come back and said, geez, of all the things we've given out around the holidays or any incentive, you know, sales incentive or anything like that, we've never had anything with this positive of feedback. People will call and that you would never otherwise hear from, and they'll say, hey, just how amazing this cooker is and how well it works, and you know, thank you so much. So it's something that, you know, if it was $1,500 and it's a birthday or Christmas time, you might think a little bit about that before you purchase. At least I know
mm-hmm.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
But $299, you could get one for your kids, you know, several, you know, Father's Day. I mean, it makes a wonderful gift, and it's fun because, you know, hopefully you get to enjoy when the person cooks on it for you, but as well. But it's fun to share in that because, you know, people really think about where they got it, and it's always nice when you can give a really cool gift that people enjoy, and oftentimes it's hard to buy for people, and I'm probably one of those. I mean, if I want, I'm gonna go buy it, and kind of a gourmet minimalist. Someone titled me, gave me that title a long time ago. I don't like a lot of clutter. I don't like a lot of stuff. I like a few things that are nice and or work really well, and that's it. And this is perfect for that, and doesn't cost you a lot.
Well, I can tell you and Amber have been very kind and helped me out over the last couple of years with some charity events that I work with, and I'm not blowing smoke here, just because you're on the show. But when we roll the pit barrel into the raffle or the auction items that sit there, you kind of watch, and let's say it's a raffle, and you watch, and they'll walk up and down the line of the tables or however they've got it set up, and you kind of look, and then when you first get in there, there's a few little tickets in the container for pit barrel. But as people walk around, you can watch them. They always circle back and look at it. And they'll do it two or three times until they finally get it through their head what it is. And then all of a sudden you look down and those tickets are, you know, instead of raising $150 out of that, we will have raised $400 or $500 out of one of your pit barrel cookers for the kids. And they're always happy about it. They're just elated about it, and I think that's very cool. And then they call me and ask me what to do, which I always make myself available to them. But it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to watch the process.
Yeah, most definitely, it is. It's fun to see people see the pit barrel for the first time, and then especially if you're cooking on it when you open the lid, and then they see all the food hanging in there. And it's just a different style,
mm-hmm.
and it's you know, from what people are expecting, and then you know, that's of interest. And then when they taste the food, that just it's over the top. You know, they're absolutely sold. They can't believe it, but it's, you know, it's the price that it is. And like we say, we like to have a fair price that in 20 years from now, it's still the same cooker. It's reasonable. Everybody knows how to use it, and you know, mark my word, in the next 5 years, I think this style and our product will be one of the biggest names in outdoor cooking, period.
Oh, I think so.
It's really, really exciting times.
Well, I think you and Amber have put so much time and effort and work and passion into it, and something you believe. And the people that I know that have them, and some of the retailers around here that sell them, I don't know what their volume is, but I know that they have very positive things to say about on the retail aspect of the pit barrel cooker. So I'm probably not the best judge of that, but just from what they tell me, I think it's I think you got a winner. That's why you're back on the show, of course. So how about that?
Thank
you. We're going to take a break, come back with Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers, and wrap up this week's edition of Barbecue Nation in just a minute. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. Barclays, buysellpawn.com.
Just a semi-normal person, thought he had his future planned. Then he won some silly sweepstakes, and he had $100,000. Never stopped to count the taxes. He was gone.
Welcome back, and I hope you're having a happy 4th of July weekend. It's been good for us so far. Let's get back to the final segment of my interview with Noah Glanville.
He's just getting into golf, so I'll now have to put him on my golf show. See? That's the way that works. We kind of do that. Also, no, I wanted to tell you, our music today was by Jimmy Buffett, and this song always makes me think of you. Last few years since I've been talking to you, Somewhere Over China is the title of the song that's taken us in and out of this section of the show. So there you go. What's your next ambition? We've got about 4 minutes. So what's your next ambition with PBCs?
Well, continue to innovate and bring some new products online that we're in the process of, but we're keeping that pretty close to our chest right at the moment. But those that'll be coming out sooner rather than later, and so definitely in time for barbecue season, you know, in 2019 there'll be some. Yeah, the junior is going to be coming back on, mm-hmm. In time for the holidays, and so, you know, we've got that, but we have some neat accessories coming out that I think are going to be game changers, and then what else? Just, you know, continuing to grow and you know, take some of the lessons that I've learned from you know, good lessons and hard lessons. From the business and continue to grow, but also find time to be even more effective in giving back. That's super important. We cooked for the Concerns of Police Survivors, and that organization is by far one of the most rewarding and humble people. Just an amazing organization. We really like working with them, and they're, I'd recommend anyone just, you know, of all the things you might look up online or on your phone or tablet, you know, check out Concerns of Police Survivors, cops, and see the work that they're doing. Really good stuff. And you know, there's ways to get back there, but, you know, doing things in more meaningful ways. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you want change, it takes money. And people getting off their butts and making things happen. And there's plenty of people that'll talk about it, but we need more people that'll do it. And so there's some things there. And then, you know, we've been grinding pretty hard for the last, you know, gosh, 9 years. So we're, being a spot to spend more time with my 5 and soon to be 7-year-old, 2 boys, and I'm helping out with their started football, so that's tying up. That'll be tying up quite a bit of time as well. So
I think you and Amber need to go on a cruise though, Noah, or something, just a week. I'm sure Amber's in the background if she's listening to this, going, that's true, but you know, I'm older than you are, so I can, you know, respect your elders here, but I can tell you that eventually it has to be just you two for some time together. Even if it's just going to the library and reading a book, you know, that's so important because you give so much to so many people. I know that about you, and so does Amber. And so sometimes you guys just kind of recharge your batteries together. Anyway, there endeth the lesson from me.
So. That's good advice, and absolutely, we're running all the time, and And you know, but it's also, I mean, we love what we do. I mean, I love being a dad. I live for that. It's truly an amazing experience. And so for our boys to see that and see how we work and the relationships that we have and what we grow really enriches them. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, as a dad, my job's to arm them and put as many tools in the toolbox to where when they go out, they have as much chance for success. And, you know, always, you know, you're always a dad.
Yep.
So, you know, I'll never stop doing that.
No. I hate to interrupt you, buddy, but we're out of time. I'll get yelled at. It's always a pleasure to talk with Noah from Pit Barrel Cookers, and we'll have him back real soon. I want to thank all of our affiliates up and down the line and Dave and Chris for putting up with me. I'm JT, and we'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD LLC Productions in association with Envision Networks and Salem Media Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019.